Lorna Reed. Outside his window, hidden in the shadows of the Via Torrigali, a powerfully built woman effortlessly unstraddled her BMW motorcycle and advanced with the intensity of a panther stalking its prey. Her gaze was sharp. Her close-cropped hair, styled into spikes, stood out against the upturned collar of her black leather riding suit. She checked her silenced weapon and stared up at the window where Robert Langdon's... When one is nursing the troops, one can never fail to be impressed by their patience under wretched conditions. And that inextinguishable sense of humour that is always cropping up. Generally, those most badly wounded are the best patients. At that time, we were dealing with very heavy casualties, and we had the opportunity of witnessing the most marvellous display of endurance.
On the Ning Nang Nong, where the cows go bong and the monkeys all say boo. There's a Nong Nang Ning, where the trees go ping and the teapots jibber jabber joo. On the Nong Ning Nang, all the mice go clang and you just can't catch them when they do. So it's Ning Nang Nong, cows go bong. Nong Nang Ning, trees go ping. Nong Ning Nang, the mice go clang. What a noisy place to belong is the Ning Nang Ning Nang Nong.
Kelsey pulled the sapphire pendant from beneath her shirt and held it up to the light. The necklace had lain around her neck ever since she could remember, and right now she wanted nothing so much as to tear the thing off and give it back to them. But Barty and Carlin had already explained that they wouldn't let her do that. She was the crown princess of the tear.
Anybody would be better than Hiccup,
sneered Snotface Snotlout.
Even Fishlegs would be better than Hiccup.
Fishlegs had a squint that made him as blind as a jellyfish and an allergy to reptiles.
Silence!
Roared Gobbler the Belch.